Let's catch up to date with Triple Team Traffic over again to KSL's Traffic Center. Ricky Meese.
Solid slowdown southbound I-15 between downtown Salt Lake City all the way to 3900 South. But now we're starting to see traffic approaching 45th South move a little bit better now that the accident has cleared. Southbound I-15 South Interchange to Midvale also stacked up and slow. And southbound on I-215's West Belt, some slowing between I-80 and the Maverick Center. Some westbound slowing on the 21st South Freeway now approaching Bangor Highway. Lynn Thomas.
Ricky, also in Salt Lake County, you've got 5600 West and Bangor Highway both showing slow strands of traffic from California down to the Kearns area in spots. In some spots, it's in both directions. And as you make your way over the point of the mountain, it's looking pretty good up on top of the point. But once you get to SR-92, you've got that slow drive down to Thanksgiving Point. It's not too bad, but just below speeds. And then northbound ramps there, Pioneer Crossing, getting onto northbound I-15 in American Fork. A little bit slow there. Mark?
Yeah, you do have, I'm afraid, some very heavy traffic coming out of downtown Salt Lake City. That's because of trouble reported right at 6 North on the way up to the North Interchange. So you're heavy there, sluggish at the North Interchange. Heavy in Davis County, most spots. Farmington Highway 89 is pretty solid up to Layton Hills Mall. And, of course, no surprise for folks trying to get up into Fruit Heights and beyond on Highway 89. Got overflow northbound delays. 777roof.com, your best source for commercial flat roof restorations. 777roofs. Last longer, cost less, and save on taxes at 777roof.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.